Sports Day for Kia. Kia's open season. All now with match-winning deals. And Nutrien Finance. Nutrien Finance have packages to suit your needs. The Dig. Dial before you dig. The essential first step.
We love a good dig on this program. Paul Hasby, what have you got?
We love a good sledge too, and it did occur in the AFLW, and I absolutely love it. And to all those out there that didn't like it, well, you need to get in the bin. Have a listen to this. This was from Collingwood defender Stacey Livingston. She's talking about Taylor Harris and how good she is in the air.
This is year four, so I'd like to know that I'd like to think that I know how to play on her already. But you just got to stop her in the air. That's her game, and if you can do that, she's useless.
She's useless. I love those comments because what it is, it's putting the AFLW on the front page everywhere around Australia. And there's a great rivalry that's gone on between Livingston and Taylor Harris. And I don't disagree with her comments because Taylor Harris is one of the best marks in the game. But when the ball does hit the ground, she becomes a little bit irrelevant. Wouldn't call her exactly useless, but I think this is great for the game, Carl.
Well, it
you
depends.
Lived and thrived on
it
these
depends,
sledges.
It depends, though, how far you go. Now, I don't call that as being a over-the-top sledge, and the response from Taylor Harris on her Twitter is a lion never loses sleep over the opinions of a sheep.
Is she talking about Stacey there, or is she talking about some of the trolls that may have jumped on this situation? Because we do remember she was the player that was involved in the Kicks Like a Girl picture that was taken last year. But, you know, those comments are around all the time, aren't they? I experienced it, I reckon, from every coach in the league. They would have said to their players, Paul Hasby, make sure you stop him on the inside, but then exploit him on the outside because he's useless, he's slow. I just think it's fantastic for the game that they can have this sort of rivalry. Let's not stop it.
No, let's not stop it. But I don't think that's going over the top anyway. I mean, all she's done is saying how she can troll her and what she thought of her. She said if you stop her run at the ball, this is what she said as well, if you can stop her airily, she doesn't do all that much. It's my fourth year playing on her, so I kind of know how to play it. It's really satisfying. So it's not just that one bit that's been pulled out and pumped up. It's because she's called her useless. Now, on that particular day, she held her to 6 disposals, 2 marks. She had no influence on the match, and she was virtually useless. So all she was stating the bleeding obvious, to be totally honest, Hayes.
And then you see all the headlines, though. That's what annoys me, too. And I know you can't control the media, but what do you think the headlines were, Carl? Do you think they had context in it, or do you think they just went, she's useless? That's what the media actually put out there in the public domain.
But they always do that. They always do
that. Is it right? Because we want this from the players. We would love an AFL player. Imagine if an AFL player said that about Josh Kennedy when the ball hits the ground. I think that would be great for the game, build up a rivalry. That's what we want. We don't want to shoot it down every time it happens in the public domain. But I know it was a big weekend in the AFLW. I'm happy for that. A record, Carl, attendance record, 35,000 here at Optus Stadium, but across the weekend, 67,018. And I know you'd be real pleased with this. 7,000 people on the Gold Coast to their first game. You're giving the Gold Coast a hard time. Do you think with those numbers, they can build something?
Yeah, well, obviously they can, but maybe they're more excited about the girls' game than the men's because the men's are crap.
And they got to win.
There you go. I called them useless. Did I call them useless? Did I call the men useless? Will I be on the front page tomorrow? No, bet you I'm not.
Have they been useless? Yes, they've been really poor.
They've been terrible, mate. There's been blokes leave. I mean, they sacked the bloke who was doing a pretty good job as coach and Guy McKenna because the players weren't behaving themselves because they're off doing other things recreationally. Anyway, we don't want to go there, do we? Nah, we don't want to go there. We'll just roll on. Don't dig yourself into a hole. Lodge a free dial before you dig inquiry. We'll be back after this with a Macca's Summer of Sport update.